Welcome to the Business Wisdom Podcast, where business strategist Clive Enova shares his inner business wisdom with you. Each episode is packed with his experience to help you grow and develop your own business wisdom. Join Clive as he shares his wisdom with you.
Have we actually considered, have we been doing okay in our business, or could there be something better that we could do? Can we get more out of what we've got? Can we make a better fist of everything that's happening around us? There could be that you have staff. Are your staff doing all the things that they could be doing? Or are you trying to do it all because you're the most important person in the business? Like every business owner, I'm the most important person in my business. And lots of us, including me at various times, have thought that that meant that I had to do everything. Well, that's not quite right, because there are other people highly capable of doing certain jobs, which is why we hire staff, why we hire contractors, why we bring people in to do specific tasks, that these people are good at what they do. Now, if we have tasks for people to do, we should let those people do those tasks. That means not micromanaging. A lot of people in business want to oversee everything so tightly that the person asked to do the task can't actually do it because they're worried about making an error. And of course they do make errors because somebody's looking over their shoulder telling them how to do it, which might be a different way than what they're normally used to doing it. Why do we want to delegate a task in the first place? Delegating is a great way to relieve stress because it takes a job off you and it can increase the performance of the business. That's right. Somebody else can actually do the task, if not as well as you, at least well enough to make the business run more smoothly. It gives you time. Now, if you have time, that means you've probably got stress taken off you. If you've got stress taken off you, you can use that time to think more clearly about what it is that you want your business to deliver. If you're doing that, chances are your customers are going to feel better about your business. If your customers feel better about your business, they'll probably buy more from you. And so it goes. So these little things that we can do make big long-term differences. Those differences can be enormously beneficial when it comes to thinking about your business. You multiply something once, and that's great, but if it happens again and again, and it's multiplied many, many times across time, could be months, could be years, think how beneficial that is. If you've got an hour this week, you've got another hour next week, and the week after, and the week after. Maybe there's plenty of opportunities in your business for you to delegate certain tasks to other people because it's going to be beneficial to the business. If it's beneficial to the business, it's beneficial to you. So the whole thing is a great big circle. It runs around, and the more you're able to put in place, the better off your business is going to be. So think about all of that and a couple of things that you can do just to try it. And this is whether you have staff or whether you just need to outsource something. There are lots of people out there who contract to businesses to do specific tasks. So try this. First thing you need to do is figure out what it is that you'd like to give to somebody else to do. What is it that you can take off your hands, give to somebody else, and get at least the same result as if you do it yourself, but possibly a better result? And certainly give yourself some time. In figuring that out, create a policy and create a procedure so that somebody has a clear track to run on when you give them the task. They understand precisely what it is that you want them to do. Then find the right person to do the task. There are lots of people who do work, but find the right one to do the particular task for your business. and then delegate. And this is probably the tricky bit for someone who hasn't done it before, and even for somebody who has done it before, this is a particularly tricky bit. Delegate. And once you've delegated, let it happen. Allow the person to do the job. Don't interfere. Very, very important. Let it happen. After the task is done, is the time for evaluating and identifying, did it happen the right way? If not, what needs to change? And that's the time for getting your hands on whatever happened.
Thanks for joining Clive. Remember to subscribe for more business wisdom. Want to work with Clive? Book a discovery call with him at enovagroup.com.au.